Here at the World Food Prize Symposium in Des Moines, Iowa, with me is Dr. Gail Buchanan with USDA. And Dr. Buchanan, what is your title there?
Chief Scientist for the Department and Undersecretary for Research, Education, and Economics.
Well, Dr. Buchanan, why don't you just give me first your observations and your reactions to some of the things that we've seen so far here at the dialogue, the Borlaug dialogue, and why it's important to agriculture, both in the United States and globally.
Well, first, the Borlaug dialogue is named in honor of Dr. Borlaug, who is truly a great champion and an icon of agricultural research and all the whole area of food and that sort of thing. So that's the first thing that comes to mind. The other thing is there have been some great presentations and discussions about the importance of food and the role that agriculture has in not only our society in this country, but literally all countries around the world. So it's been a great conference so far.
Well, and the two laureates that are being named here, Senators McGovern and Dole, both were, they're being named because of the work that they did when they were in the Senate to really improve the school feeding program, which goes through USDA. So USDA can get a lot of credit for some of the things that they have done to feed children here in the United States and abroad.
Well, certainly. In fact, I think the laureates in the past have represented a number of different areas of science, but it really goes to show that in dealing with these kind of issues, it takes just about everybody. And I'm delighted to see that two really true great members of our U.S. Congress, two great senators that were recognized for their effort that makes those of us that work directly in agriculture appreciative of the overall area. So I'm very delighted to see that they're recognized and certainly reflects that agriculture's first responsibility is food and feed for livestock and then the other things that go along with it.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the focuses of this conference, it sounds a bit negative, the crisis in food prices. So we've seen food prices going up. Some of that blame has gone to biofuels, but there also seems to be a focus here on how we can produce both food and fuel. What do you think about that?
Well, I look at it from a purely positive perspective, and clearly food is important. It's what sustains us. It's got to be at the top of the list, but also energy is at the top of the list, too. And I think that we have to continue working to find ways to ensure we have the amount of food, feed, and fiber that we need, but also some of our effort goes to producing energy that it takes to sustain us. That's not saying that we don't need to look at all aspects of energy, but certainly using agricultural products that we can grow from the land as part of that solution, I think, is certainly a very important aspect.
And USDA has been instrumental in looking into different different crops and different alternative crops that can be used to produce ethanol and biodiesel besides corn and soybeans. And I think the last time we talked, one of those was peanuts. But there's a variety of things that USDA is looking into.
Well, you know, we like to use the information that Rudolf Diesel, when he invented the diesel engine, he actually proposed, according to the literature, that his new engine should be run on peanut oil. And clearly peanuts have a long history of having the idea of as a potential fuel, and certainly I think peanuts as well as other oilseed crops have great potential. So certainly this is one of the possibilities, I think, of addressing the energy concern in the future.
And what do you think about the future of second-generation biofuels?
Clearly, this is one of the major areas of research, finding a way to convert biomass either into ethanol or perhaps even directly into usable fuels such as gasoline and diesel. A lot of research has got to be done, and a lot of people are speculating as to when we will get it done, but clearly it's research, and we don't know when it will be done, but clearly with the amount of effort going into it, I think that we'll find solutions sometime in the future, and obviously the sooner the better.
A lot of focus on productivity, increasing productivity, either by mechanization, better precision agriculture, also biotechnology. What is USDA's role in there in helping to increase the productivity of agricultural production both in the U.S.? We seem to be far ahead of anybody else, and globally, bringing some of the technology that we use to make our farmers so productive in the United States to the rest of the world.
But clearly, the Department of Agriculture has a very important role to play. Certainly, the area that I have responsibility for, research, education, and economics, is one of those areas. But it takes all of them to make it success. And I was pleased this morning to hear one of the speakers talk about the fact that the Department of Agriculture was created during the Lincoln administration, when this country was in a great turmoil. And to see something so good come out of a time when our country was in such a crisis is an inspiration, should be to the whole world. It certainly is to me. But clearly the department has a very vital role to play in addressing these issues, and I'm pleased to say that the whole department is focused on trying to do just that, to make life a little bit better through all of the programs that we have in the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And not just here in the United States, but also all around the world.
Clearly, the focus of this conference is not looking inward, but looking outward. And every country around the world has certainly got a role to play and will benefit from the good work that is done no matter where.
All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Gail Buchanan. I'm Cindy Zimmerman at the World Food Prize in Des Moines.